Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That summary. President Trump has been wanting to do this for a long time. During my tenure at the end of the first administration, I remember frequent discussions about most favored nations. That's pegging U.S. drug prices to the equivalent developed Western country at the lowest price. And we talked about doing it, and President Trump put in place an executive order. I talked about it from the podium, but he delayed the implementation because he wanted to give the private sector, these drug companies, time to come around. And what he's managed to do here, this is not top down. This is not Orwellian socialist government, do this, private companies. This is bottom up. President Trump put on the pressure, and these drug companies came to the table. Why? Very importantly, one of the things that you heard there during this briefing, you heard one of the individuals who spoke say exactly this. This is about this, Dr. Oz, protecting medical advancement for the future and securing prices today. So important. Conservatives want to secure medical advancements for the future. We can't do a socialist Bernie-like policy on these drug companies, but we also want to lower prices. President Trump has managed to use the threat of most favored nations to force a private sector outcome that will not stop a medical innovation. It is extraordinary what he has done. He wanted to do this term one. Unfortunately, we got a 4-year lapse with Joe Biden, but look at him. Not even a year into his presidency, he got it done.
So there you have Kayleigh McEnany on Outnumbered after yet another very long press conference in the Oval Office announcing essentially this most favored nation status is supposed to lower the cost of everyday drugs that you might be taking to the percentage, like some of them they listed were 80%. Other ones they said were like 1,000%. Thoughts, Ryan? Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
We said Ryan can't come back till they get this done.
And so they did. And I said, shoot, I got to go to work today.
Yeah. I apologize that you had to come back.
I appreciate that. But I've been reading about this. I think one of the biggest areas in which you can say, well, that definitely will lower prices is that, well, I'll just read the quote from Trump here. We're also announcing that moving forward, all new medications introduced by Pfizer to the American market will be sold at the reduced most favored nation cost. So we'll be paying essentially what other countries are paying who have been paying much lower, much, much lower for many, many years.
He gave the example of one drug at the press conference there, and he was talking about how it was I can't remember what the condition was for, but he said for Americans it cost, I think he said $131 a month. In France and all the European countries, it cost $15 a month.
Mm-hmm.
He said, our numbers are going down. Europe's are going up, or everywhere else is going up. Ours is coming down to 18, and Europe's is going up to 18. So it's going to be the same.
Right.
And they said it's supposed to happen. The turnaround is supposed to be a very, very quick one. I'm very interested to see how quickly people start going, I just got my medication bills, and overall, it decreased by 50%. Or the alternative, hey, I thought you lowered the cost of drugs and I'm not seeing anything. after maybe, you know, I would assume a lot of people who are on monthly prescriptions probably get theirs in a 90-day supply.
Yeah, I do.
It's cheaper that way, generally speaking. It's less you have to think of, less work, so why wouldn't you? So I'll be curious to see if this is going to take, at minimum, a 90-day cycle for everybody to really understand the gravity of the situation. But when we repeatedly talk about inflation and the cost of everyday goods going up, it always comes back to we always talk about the grocery store and the gas pump. Really, medications have to be included in that everyday conversation, that monthly expense that you have. You can't live without groceries. You really can't live without gas in your car. And you can't live without the medications that you need to take if you need to take medications. I was thinking about what Kayleigh McEnany was talking about there specifically, because this could, on the outside looking in, look like the strong hand of government. Like I can see a few people who I know who love the opportunity to make the argument for really, really good and strong big government. Talk about, well, look what Donald Trump was able to do with the power of the government in order to bring the cost of drugs down. And Kayleigh McEnany highlights this here, but it was also highlighted in the press conference that this is not the heavy hand of the government coming into the pharmaceutical industry and forcing upon them some sort of cost control. There was a deal that was made that incentivized the pharmaceutical companies to come to the table to make a deal that was good for the American people. And Kayleigh McEnany, who was there for the genesis of this conversation in the first term, to hear about the most favored nation's status and so on and so forth, she's pretty emphatic. But like, I found it curious that in all of the good news that could stem from Donald Trump following through on a commitment to lower the cost of drugs, I heard them talk about cancer medications. I heard them talk about rheumatoid arthritis, which runs in my family. I've heard them talk about migraines, which I get. And I've been on migraine medication before, but I just didn't like the thought of doing it. I felt like I just didn't like the thought of taking meds with that frequency for something that I didn't feel like I suffered frequently enough. But when I was doing it, I was having to figure out how I was going to afford it. It was very expensive at the time. How many people are not medicating themselves for things that they could vastly improve their quality of life, maybe even you know, be able to participate in life a little bit more, because they just haven't, they're like, I can't afford it. I'm not even going to ask. I can't afford it. I think it's an enormous announcement coming out of this government. And for Kayleigh McEnany's point, her highlight, her opportunity to speak for like 45 seconds there on Outnumbered with the small amount of time they had left after the press conference was over, to highlight the fact that this is a small government move and not a heavy-fisted big government move. I just am going to be interested to find out, unless it fails, unless it doesn't actually materialize to work, and time will tell, how's the left going to be mad at this?
Yeah, I'm. This is, first of all, it cuts across political divisions, because this is something that does affect everybody, but it is also an issue that people from both sides of the aisle care about. So it's not just this is a right issue and he's doing it because, hey, this is my party. This is something that the left also very much cares about, and I'm talking about voters. But I was looking at the stat here. The U.S. uses about 13% of the world's prescription drugs, but we fund over 70% of global pharmaceutical profits. Now, if you hear that, if you hear that we use 13% of the world's drugs but fund 70% of the pharmaceutical profits, you know something needs to be done. Like you said, Annie, is this the thing? Well, it remains to be seen. It's just one company. It's Pfizer. He's working with the other one still right now. But it's progress.
But isn't the first deal the most important one?
And it could be a big deal. We just have to see how it plays out.
They talked about the historical nature of this deal, because one, like, it hasn't happened yet, and being able to get the first one going is going to make everyone else's capitalism. Being able to get the first one going and get the first one moving makes the next company have to come along and say, well, we need to match that, or maybe we need to do a little bit better than that. They talk about manufacturing all of these different products in the United States. If you're already manufacturing in the United States, to continue to invest in all of that. It's just, this is an incredibly an America first way of moving through something like to what you were saying there, Ryan, that really it is not a partisan issue. It isn't. Wouldn't health care be the most mutually beneficial on both sides of the aisle? Like, there's no discrimination between the people who are suffering from cancer, the people who are suffering from type 1 diabetes, the people who are suffering from, you know, some sort of ailment that is chronic that they've been dealing with forever, and they don't really have, they can choose to live in chronic pain, or maybe for something like a type 1 diabetes, you don't get a choice for that. You have to pay whatever the cost is. For a Democrat in RFK Jr., who came and he told a little bit of a story about how his son, who he said, I think he said something to the effect of like, my son's like the most liberal person I know or whatever, is a longtime Democrat, that the cabinet has been under really heavy secrecy about all of this, because you don't want to have a deal be halfway done, talk to somebody about it and say, oh, we're going to get this done and it's going to be amazing. And then they, over a drink with a friend, share that. And then all of a sudden the leak is out and then the deal doesn't get done. And now there's a failure when you are 80% of the way to success and still working on a negotiation. But the report now is that it's an actual failure. You don't want to have something like that happen. And he said that his son said to him, and it is a son, so, you know, all things considered, but he's like, Dad, I'm really proud of you. This is amazing. Because this is something that Democrats and Republicans alike can say is very good. I think this is going to be a litmus test for people measuring their sanity. If it works. We had the press conference in the last 30 minutes. Let's give it a little time to trust but verify.
This would not have happened without President Trump's leadership. I told my son last night, we're all under secrecy about this, but I told my son late last night, a 27-year-old son, Connor, who's a very liberal Democrat. I told him this was happening, and he just paused for a minute, and he said, thank you, Dad, I'm so proud of you. Because this is something Democrats have wanted for 20 years, Republicans have wanted for 20 years. Everybody said they're going to do it. Nobody has even taken a step towards doing it.
So you guys know I've been watching The West Wing, right?
Yeah.
Back in West Wing, real close to ending season 3. I think it should be mandatory viewing in every household to go back and look what turn of the millennium Democrats looked like.
Ooh, interesting.
Jed Bartlett, Martin Sheen is a Democrat president. You will watch it. You will watch the show and you will love him. You will love him. You will love his staff. And then they'll make these arguments for the policy that the Democrats in control want to, you know, what things that they're trying to implement. And it's so fun to watch the process of what is goes into something like the executive office and the West Wing. They're constantly making these arguments, but they're arguing most of these things from incredibly leftist, heartfelt, sounds good, isn't practical, isn't doable positions. They are talking in there about the cost of drugs in the turn of the century. And here you have RFK Jr. saying Democrats have been talking about this for 20 years. The West Wing is older than that. And they were talking about it there. And they're talking about it like passionately. They're romantic about the way they're talking about affordable drug prices and healthcare and all of that. Go back. I mean, serious. You will love this show. You will not. It will not turn you into a Democrat. Actually, if they persuade you into believing the things they believe, 50% of the things that they say are now moderate to right of the center. It's jaw-dropping. And I can't ruin the entire show for my entire family by continuing to pause and explaining things to them. I'm like the worst viewer ever to be watching The West Wing. I'm like, kids, you got to understand something. And then I go in and I explain for 3 minutes about why the gun policy that they just said sounds great, but it's not going to work. But you get to hear the other side of the aisle on policies discuss and labor through these things. And a lot of the times, the things that they're saying now have shifted to center of the aisle, if not just a wink to the conservative side. And, you know, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. That's not me talking, but that is a lot of people talking. And RFK Jr. is standing in the Oval Office, partnered with Donald Trump. He's still a Democrat, isn't he?
As far as I know.
He ran for the Democratic nomination and was told go away. He was able to get it done because he saw eye to eye with Donald Trump in a way to get something done, and he was able to do it. We've got Congressman Mike Bost coming up. We're going to talk about the military here shortly with Mike Bost about military standards being reinstated. We're going to talk about government shutdowns, and we're going to continue to talk about the medication price lowering. It's a big day in the Trump administration. We'll see what you think about it. Congressman Bost, real quick, next. Don't go away. She'd be
packing up. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department, to rip out the politics. No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before, and will say again, we are done with that.
I didn't know that was coming in there.
I didn't either.
That's Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, and he is talking about the new standards that are going to be applied in the Department of War. That's a big news story today. And then, of course, President Trump is at the Oval Office talking about lowering drug prices, which is yet another big story. So we'll see how each of these shake out in the news cycle. It is a pleasure to have on the show with us once again, Congressman Mike Bost. He is the representative for Illinois' 12th District and also chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Congressman, thanks for being here with us today. I wanted to get your thoughts on Pete Hegseth. You bet. What do you think about that?
First off, I've known Pete for quite some time. And Pete and I have always talked about the fact that we believe that our military, their job is to fight our nation's battles. That means that their job is to deliver a bullet downrange or to support the people that are delivering the bullet downrange. That is exactly what our military needs to be. They don't need to be woke. We don't need to down the physical fitness test. They need to be in the best possible shape they can possibly be. They need to be ready to be our war fighters when we need them. They need to have be put and assigned to their MOSs, which is their military occupational services, and do them to the best of their ability and be trained on those and those alone. We don't and if you spend too much time, as they have over the last several years, worried about being woke, worried about gender affirming, doing all of these things, then you can't do that job, which is the most important job, which is provide a national defense. Mm. And he is exactly right, and he did a great job of delivering that message to all of our officers that were present at the Pentagon this morning.
Congressman Mike Boss with us, the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. I'm certain that you represent very many brave and important and valuable females who are veterans of this country. I imagine that women have been very important in the safety and security of this country. That seems to be, I tuned in to MSNBC for about 3 minutes, Congressman. They're very concerned about the women. What do you think?
Well, don't be concerned about the women. There are certain standards that women have to meet just as well. And not only that, women have their MOSs that they will be assigned to. Some of those women are some of the best sailors, some of the best airmen, some of the best Marines and best soldiers that we have. The statement was very simple, though. There is a standard that should be met if you're going to be a warfighter, and that is that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I did send this. I sent Pete Hegseth's comments. Just I didn't even say anything to it to one of my dear friends who has retired from the Army and has done many tours overseas. And I just sent it to him. And he goes, finally, true equality. One standard for everybody. And that That's actually right. makes them equal. So that was right. the thought for there. I wanted to ask you about.
Well, here's the thing. If I am in a fire squad, that's four people in the Marine Corps, that's what's the lowest group of a unit, which is a fire squad. I want the other three to be as physically fit, if not more physically fit than myself.
Right.
Because they're the ones that have my back if something goes wrong.
Amen to that. Well, let's shift gears here a little bit. I wanted to give you the opportunity to comment on that because it's a direct news story today. But of course, a government shutdown looms. I'm hearing it called the Schumer shutdown. What is your assessment right now on the pending government shutdown? Is it going to happen? And if it does happen, what needs to take place in order for the government to get back open?
First off, it shouldn't happen because, just so you know, we've done our job. We sent a temporary continuing resolution that goes through November 21st so that we can then work on the rest of the budget. There should not be a government shutdown. Unfortunately, in the Senate, it takes 60 votes, not a simple majority, 51 votes, to take up the bill. Schumer himself, 7 months ago, passed a similar, if not the exact, well, a similar continuing resolution. But because the politics of this is he's getting pressure from the left, especially AOC, who's threatening to challenge him in a primary for his Senate seat, and also from his left actually in the Senate that are wanting to challenge him for being the Democrat leader. So he is decided politically, even though during the last administration, they voted and argued why it is a government shutdown is never right 13 times. Let me say that again. 13 times during the previous administration, they voted for CRs. Okay? So this shows just how political this is. Then the answer to your second part of your question. The big problem I have is, so politically, he's going to do this so he has so he can say he did what his left wanted him to do. But I don't know how he gets out of it.
Yeah, that's the question.
What is the offer that's good enough? But and there's not going to be an offer because we exactly know where it is and what it is that we passed and why we passed this continuing resolution the way we did so that we keep some specialty stuff open. That's why we sent it over. But this offer that he has given to the president of wanting $1.5 trillion to basically prop up Obamacare, and also to provide health Medicaid for illegals is ridiculous, and the taxpayers know it. And the taxpayers say, "Don't do that with my tax dollars."
Do elected congressional Republicans know how absurd it would be to cave to Chuck Schumer to provide that health care to those illegal immigrants?
I think Thune was very clear last night in some interviews on that's not happening. Okay, now, just so you know, yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern time, all four of the leaders were with the president talking about this issue. Everybody else is on board. Well, I say that it doesn't matter where Jeffers is, because none of them voted for it. Well, that's not true. There was one Democrat member in the House that voted for the continuing resolution. So we did it strictly by Republican votes. But at any rate, all four were right there to talk. It just didn't sound like anything was going to be offered by the Democrats as acceptable.
So if you get the CR through, let's just, you know, skip past, okay, government shuts down, and then maybe, I guess, what's going to happen is Chuck Schumer is going to have to cave, and they're going to have to agree to something. That just gets us to the point where everybody comes back to the table to negotiate the appropriations bills that need to be done by the end of the year.
That is correct.
Can you skip over the part, the shutdown dance that we're going to do here, to where we're back negotiating about the appropriations bills? How's that going to get done?
So here's our hope. Just so you know, we're talking with the leader. I spoke with him yesterday. We had we have a chairman's call on Thursday, but we are planning, as of right now, tentatively, to be back in Monday to continue to do work that we can. Okay, so the negotiations go on. We can argue about, you know, each one of the 12 bills. Understand, though, we've already got 70-some percent, not 70%. Okay, let me clarify. There are 12 bills, but about four of those bills get you 70% of the budget done.
Okay.
So we're over 70% of the budget because we've already passed those out of the House. Okay, the Senate still has to take those up, but we've already passed them out of the House. And we have, I think we've got about another four bills yet to do. But those are the ones that are always controversial. Somebody tries to put some, and you can pass the other bills, because what we're talking about is we're talking about national defense, we're talking about veteran stuff. All of those have already passed. So we can go ahead, and the Senate can already pass those, not passing all 12. And if you get down to the end that there's one or two of those budgets that we didn't get passed, you can CR those for a year.
Okay. Isn't that what happened last year?
Yeah, that's what's happened ever since 1972, except twice.
Okay, so that would be the status quo. And we're in a moment right now. It seems like everything Donald Trump is doing as the executive in his second term is not status quo.
That is correct.
Do you expect anything? I mean, should we really hold our breath and expect anything different by the end of this year from House Republicans, Republicans, and the president?
I think you're still going to have something that's going to have to be CR'd. I hope that that's not the case. I'd love to be in Congress whenever we actually pass all 12 bills one time, you know, be the third time. And remember, it isn't. This has nothing to do with the administration. This has to do with Congress, because the administration doesn't pass the budget. We do. And that's constitutional, and we've got to get done. But the problem is when do we wake up as a Congress as a whole and look at the 1972 Budget Act and say, okay, this doesn't work. So what can we put back together that forces us to actually get things done and have a budget every year that doesn't have any CRs in it? Because what happens is, If you're in an agency and you have now been CR'd, you can't shift money around. You can't. You can only do what you did the year before, which quite often changes year by year with any job. And that's the problem with the CRs.
Congressman Mike Boss speaking with us. I guess my biggest question is, going into a midterm election where traditionally that midterm election doesn't go the way of the controlling party on the whole, Is this it? Is this the last shot that a Republican-controlled House and Senate is going to have at doing big, transformative, constitutionally rooted, fiscally responsible things? Or how do you feel about the midterms coming up?
No, I don't. I think the midterms are looking very good. You understand whether you agree with the gerrymandering that's going on around this nation. Texas actually has added more Republican seats. Missouri is actually adding more Republican seats. Then you're also looking at the fact, and it's a long time until the election itself, but everything that we've done, a majority of the people are very happy with what we have done, including what Pete Hegseth did this morning, and see it as we're doing a good job. Only if the Democrats would come back and offer some different ideas, but they're not. They're doubling down on the ideas that got them unelected in the first place. And because of that, and their radical left is holding them hostage, and as long as that's what's being seen out there, now, well, here's the problem. Remember, a majority of your news stations don't see that. So it requires the voter to actually either listen to what's being advertised in the campaigns by the Republicans or checking facts. And I'll give you an example of that. I have a doctor here in my home county in Jackson County that is on social media still touting that in the Big Beautiful Bill, that we don't call the Big Beautiful Bill anymore, it doesn't make sense, but the in that bill, they claim that we cut our rural hospitals. The Democrats did. It has been proven over and over and over again that that's not the case. There's been editorials written on that's not the case. But yet I have a doctor who's trusted on social media saying our rural hospitals, when we put $54 billion in new money for rural hospitals, cut nothing from hospitals, the only thing we did was make sure that illegals cannot be on Medicaid and that you have work requirements for Medicaid and for SNAP. So as long as you got to try to get the message out, but the real problem is that people lie on social media.
For sure. I want to ask you one last follow-up before we let you go. We're speaking with Congressman Mike Bost, representing Illinois' 12th District, one of three Republicans in Congress out of the state of Illinois. I got to say, the national spotlight on our state for being the petri dish for absurd leftist policies and politicians, the national spotlight here on the state of Illinois, I feel like maybe Republicans could have a shot in this midterm election, which is our statewide election. I just wanted to get your thoughts on how 2026 is shaping up specifically for your state of Illinois.
Well, I hope that, you know, it will be a contested primary. And I hope the person that can truly win will come out, be successful. Because if we keep our governor doing the things he's doing, I say that there is a when you can walk down the North Shore on a walk path and try to claim that it's crime free and the president isn't telling the truth, but you're walking on the North Shore, which is the area that doesn't have a lot of crime, and you're walking with bodyguards.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's
bodyguards
not
with guns.
Yeah. And go on the south side by yourself and then tell me what it's like, okay? And so as long as we have a governor that keeps doing that and a state legislature that just, I mean, they're passing crazy stuff or trying to pass crazy stuff, but the people, sometimes people are so busy doing their daily lives that if they don't pay attention to what's going on, and until it negatively affects them, they're just going to keep working and doing what they're doing. But now you're just seeing, you know, whether it's taxation and the crime rate and everything else that's in the state of Illinois, it's got to be time for a change. You know, remember, people sure didn't think it would change back in 1995 whenever the Republicans had total control of the House, total control of the Senate, and every statewide office. And we paid our bills on a 28-day pay cycle. Mm-hmm. So and at that time, everybody thought, no, they'll be in the state. And then the pendulum swung.
All right. Well, Congressman Bost, please come back again soon. We will be watching this government shut down and seeing how the Republicans and Democrats handle themselves. We're grateful for the insight today.
And thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thanks. Congressman Mike Bost, Illinois' 12th District Representative, Chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Interesting to get his thoughts on Pete Hegseth's announcement today. All right, a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll: should all combat military members have to meet the same physical standards? Yes or no? What do you think? Go vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and tell us why you think what you think. Yes or no? We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
So we had a press conference in the Oval Office. We were talking about this at the beginning of the show. Did you watch it, Ryan?
Did you? Yeah, some of it.
Some of it, but you didn't get to see it all?
No.
Good. Because this part was super funny. So I guess Trump talked, and then he had everybody else talk, and then Trump goes back to the podium and starts taking questions from... and so he's up there and he's kind of talking and doing his thing.
We'll get it down even further. But insulin was, people weren't taking it, I would imagine. They just, they couldn't take it. God bless you, Bobby. I hope I didn't catch COVID just then. Don't you have Paxlovid? Paxlovid. He's got Paxlovid. Give me a Paxlovid immediately.
We'll get it. It sounds Trump like... You got to know that behind the scenes, he's cracking jokes. I mean, obviously, if it's a serious situation, he's not. But he's pretty quick on the draw. And I think it's really interesting that he's not afraid. And he's very proud of this announcement. This is a big deal for Donald Trump. I think it's interesting that in the middle of this press conference where he has the attention of all of the cameras, the reporters, they're all facing him, asking him questions. He's willing to crack when you've got the Department of Health and Human Services. You've got the Surgeon General, all the doctors and medical people, he's cracking COVID jokes. I think that's funny.
A couple weeks ago, RFK said, and it was another one of those sort of side comments when he was doing a press conference, that Trump will call him every few days and say, Bobby, what are you doing? You making America healthy again yet or not?
I didn't and never it, hear that.
I mean, it's funny, but I think he's pushing him to do this kind of stuff. And, yeah. And it's getting done because the president is constantly on the horn pushing.
Yeah, it's It's heartwarming. And the thing about it being heartwarming is we were supposed to believe that this guy is the great Satan, the great orange Satan. And that's been believed by a lot of people for a very long time. And it just feels like we're going through each and every day. One more layer of this onion is being peeled back. We're starting to see, you know, a lot of us have seen what is real and what is true for a long time, but a lot of people haven't. They've been intentionally deceived. I'm still looking for, the government shutdown is a really good example of this. I am looking for some evidence of what the left, the elected left, is really passionate about. Will, you know, what's I don't even like using the phrase hill you're going to die on. What are they very passionate about doing for the American people?
I don't know.
Is that wild?
I don't know. I really, really don't. And I wish that there was something that you could say that's the thing. And look, if you're on the left, leave a comment in the chat and say that's the thing. I will definitely
They're going to say. This is what they're going to say,
please.
Ryan. The left is on the side of human decency.
Uh-huh. Well, say something specific.
Give me a policy.
Great. I'm glad you're on the side of human decency. I really am. What does that mean?
We're going to, probably in the 1 o'clock hour, do a trip around the horn here and look at the different homepages of Fox, CNN, and MSNBC. I'm looking at it right now, but I don't have enough time to get into it. I will say CNN's, I'm going to give you the main headline on Fox, CNN, and MSNBC right now, and then we'll take a break and we'll do a deeper dive in the 1 o'clock hour. Fox's headline, well, let me start. Okay, I'm going to do this. It's refreshing, so if it changes, I'll tell you. Hegseth unveils sweeping military overhaul, quote, era of Department of Defense is over. And the headline, with a very aggressively pointing kind of towards the camera, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says, warriors unleashed. It's funny. CNN, top headline. Biggest, boldest, blackest letters up there. Trump says government is, quote, probably likely to shut down.
Ah.
That's just treading.
It's a factual headline.
Mm-hmm. And then the subheadline of the same story says, as the midnight deadline approaches, Republicans need at least 7 Senate Democrats to join them to pass a spending package. I'm just going to say, salute to you, hats off. That's factual information. And if this is my test, if I read Trump says government is, quote, probably likely, end quote, to shut down on Fox News, I wouldn't be offended by it. But when I see it on CNN, I'm offended by it. Well, that's because I'm letting my emotions, no pun intended, trump my objectivity, my ability to look at that and go, well, that's factually true. It doesn't have to be an attack.
No, you're not. You're letting history dictate what their angle is.
MSNBC, big, bold headline. Pete Hegseth's pitch to generals and admirals was even worse than expected.
Oh, that's factual.
That's, I read that, which is what made me feel like CNN was like, all right, you're doing okay. C plus. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America returns after a brief hiatus where Ethan really elevated the game.
No, he did not.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
Disappointing.
No.
That's for Ethan.
That's for Ethan.
That's for Ethan, because he's really mad that I haven't made you change it.
I know. He is actually mad.
He's like, you have my back every other time. I'm like, yeah, but it's funny.
Yeah. It's in the name of comedy in the show. We have to leave that because it's extremely funny because I made it.
That could be the subtitle on your resume for what you do here.
It's extremely funny because I made it.
No, in the name of comedy and the show. That explains everything.
Well, this one is definitely not a funny segment today. It is things that have nothing, a bunch of stories that have nothing to do with me, because I'm selfless. These are about you.
And incredibly things, humble, the most humble.
Things I think you need to know as a listener.
Thank you.
This is from the Weather Channel. We'll start with like a
feel-good
story.
You are always just worrying about other people.
I fret.
He paces. He cries.
I don't
he
do
sobs.
That. Not that's too much.
He sobs.
All right. In the name of comedy in the show, that was funny.
We're even. Let's stop this.
Okay. We're even. Not Ethan. This is from the Weather Channel. This is just a feel-good story real quick. It's about a humpback whale freed from a tangled rope. I'll just read this one paragraph here to make you feel good. This huge humpback whale named Wiggins was trapped I'm just reading it from the Weather Channel. What? Huge humpback whale named Wiggins was trapped in a 400-foot tangled rope and fishing gear.
It's okay, folks. He's been out for a while. He'll get his words back.
Crews were able to locate and rescue the massive mammal named Wiggins off of the coast.
Why is it named Wiggins?
I don't know the answer to that. I just stumbled across this feel-good story. Off the coast of Vancouver, taking 6 hours to eventually free the whale.
Jackie says, looking svelte, Wiggins. I don't know if we're talking about you or the humpback whale, but we'll look into it.
It's got to be me. We don't have the whale up. Unless she's saying, I'm a whale, you, I'm not that fat. All right, next story. Hundreds of people.
You could have just said, I'm not fat.
I'm not that fat. I'm a little fat.
I'm not that fat.
I'm working on it, but I'm also, you know, getting older. Here we go. Hundreds of people named Ryan gather for Ryantoberfest in New York. Just a random kind of fun story here that doesn't have
anything. What you think about when you go on vacation?
No. I'm just, this is stuff I gathered from the weekend that I
thought. Did you just Google Ryan and Wiggins and just take the top four results?
You're connecting these things to me. I'm just reporting on different news stories.
Gosh, I'm glad we went long with Congressman Boss.
Hundreds of people sharing the same first name met up in New York for the second ever Ryantoberfest. To celebrate the moniker Ryan, an attempt to Guinness World Record, Ryan Meetup is a national organization that frequently organizes events catering to people with the first name Ryan. Okay, more stories that don't have anything to do with me.
Would you feel empowered and emboldened being surrounded by a lot of other Ryans, or would you be greatly intimidated?
I think I'd look like this. Ew. Why does everybody do Ryan? That's mine.
That's what I do. Go on.
All right, next one. McDonald's. Again, these have nothing to do with me. These are all about you. McDonald's brings back Monopoly after nearly a decade with $1 million cash prize up for grabs. So if you loved Monopoly.
Wait, it's digital? I saw a headline on this and said that it was like a digital-based version.
Well, I think that's there, but the peel-off little stamps.
It's going to be back?
Oh, yeah. That's still there.
That game was so fun. I don't care if it was a fraud.
Yeah, they could take my money all day. I just love peeling a little thing and seeing if I got a french fry. Starting October 6th, which is at the end of this week, the game will return for a limited time. Instead of a physical board, though, customers will play through the company's mobile app.
That's what it
is. As registered loyalty members. But you still get the stamps.
So you peel it off and then you probably registered or something.
Yeah. And I mean, ultimately, you know which pieces you're looking for.
How many boards did you get when you would play this in the past?
When I was a kid, I'd get the boards.
Yeah.
When I got older, I knew, oh, okay, I'm looking for Boardwalk, or I'm looking for whatever piece. I throw most of them away because they weren't winners. But if you found the key one within that color, you just hang on to that one.
And just go order 30 french fries so you fill out the rest of them?
Yeah, this Pacific Avenue is worth about $30,000. I'm going to need that in burgers and McDonald's.
Well, thank you for coming back and doing an incredibly selfless Wiggins America.
That's why I'm here.
It is. We'll talk about your vacation later.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, Jim Talent and Paul Morrow. Great 1 o'clock hour on the Annie Fry Show coming up next. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.